And welcome back to Holistic Moms. I'm your host, Shan Wright. I'm so excited for you to listen into this conversation that I had with my friend, Lorena Harding. She is a naturopath doctor and holistic practitioner, and I cannot wait for you to hear all the wisdom and knowledge and information that is packed full in actually two episodes. I broke it up, and so you're going to hear the first part today, and we're going to talk all about getting to the root of our issues and the roots down into our bodies, Reams analysis, detoxing, gut health, so many things. Dr. Lorena has been in the health and wellness industry for over 25 years, beginning in healthcare administration. Later, she became a certified personal trainer, nutritionist, then worked in an integrative healthcare practice as the nutritionist and medical assistant. Her own personal health issues, as well as some family health challenges, she continued her education in natural health and herbology, becoming a naturopath doctor, health coach, care counselor, and master herbalist. She has her own practice, actively seeing young children up through elderly adults with a variety of health issues. She focuses on identifying the root of the health concerns and applying natural solutions so the body can heal itself and regain balance and vitality. Get ready to take some notes on this conversation. I pray this blesses you. Let's go. But first, we have a party that's starting today. Yes! Congratulations! You got this podcast, Holistic Moms, to 5,000 downloads. And I am congratulating you and thanking you because I did not do this on my own. I only got here because you listened, and I only got here because you shared the show, and I only got here because you wrote a review. So thank you, thank you. And in order to celebrate, I am going to do a review party giveaway. We're going to have a contest, and if you write a review and you share a screenshot with me of the review, then you get entered into this giveaway. And what are you going to win? One person is going to win a 30-minute wellness accountability coaching session with me. And with that session comes a $25 off gift card to my wellness supplement store. So it's a twofer. You get two amazing prizes in one. And I'm so excited to gift that to you. So all you need to do, it starts on April 30th, is you're going to write a review. April 30th to May 2nd. You're going to write a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. You can write a review on Spotify. If your platform of choice to stream podcasts does not have a place to write a review, then you can just share the show with a friend and screenshot me that message. And then you're going to email the screenshot of your review to hello@theshanwright.com. That is my email. Make sure you put a W with the right. And then you are entered into the giveaway. This is going to be super fun, and this will also help the show grow, which it's your show. So we all want that, and we want more people to hear about how to be holistically well in Jesus. So thank you for participating in this giveaway, to having fun with this review party, and celebrating you and your 5,000 downloads. Hey mama, are you stressed by the lack of time in the day to do all the things? Are you feeling disconnected from God, your husband, and even your kids because patience and presence seem out of reach? Do you want a healthier body, mind, spirit, and home, but overwhelmed in where to start? Hey, I'm Shan Wright, daughter of the king, wife, mom to four, RN, wellness coach, and I know very well what it feels like to want to live well, but about to lose it with my very blessed full life. After realizing I can't pour from an empty cup, I tracked my way to whole body wellness and so much peace. If you are ready to cancel the stressed out life, learn tactical, intentional strategies as a mom wearing many hats, find more peace, confidence, and joy raising kingdom kids, then listen in. Come on, mama, together we got this. Really, God's got this. So go heat up that coffee again and turn your listening ears on. Let's chat. Okay, I'm so excited for today because we have a special guest, and I cannot wait for you all to hear the wisdom from this lovely lady. So Dr. Lorena, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Shan. I appreciate you inviting me on.
Yes, I'm so excited. Okay, so where to start, because I feel like we could pick your brain for hours, but we're not going to do that. We're going to respect your time. And so I would like you just to start with your story and where you started in medicine in general and where that led you to where you are today.
All right, thank you. I was like a lot of other people. I listened to every MD. My mother raised me that way. We were fully vaccinated. I had health issues early on with eczema, severe eczema, as an infant. For 5 years straight, they didn't know what to do with me. So skin issues became pretty prominent in my life, and also gut issues. And when you tie those two things together, it's about inflammation in the gut, really. But of course, you don't know those things when you're growing up, and we didn't have a holistic minded like presence in the world at that time. So I just traveled through life with that, and I just end up to a point where my gut, it was just traumatic. I was trying to be a trainer and a nutritionist at the time, but the nutrition was more of a focus of sports nutrition or supporting and having at least a general good nutrition. I never really thought of food as medicine, which I do know now it is, but I didn't think of it that way then. So I wasn't even looking at food as a way to address my gut issues and my skin issues. So fast forward, I get to a point where I'm kind of out of like losing sleep. I'm trying to train people and I can't sleep. I'm in this really bad cycle. Then my son gets sick. So eventually we're trying to discover what's going on with my son. So that started when he was 15, and I was just entering into that more natural, holistic medicine thing because of my own issues. I went to a naturopath doctor who helped me. I had mildew in my muscles, I found out, like leg cramps, and I knew it wasn't a magnesium deficiency, and I was having these issues. And he's just like, "You've been exposed to a significant load of molds and mildews." And I realized I was living in the oldest apartment in town. My mattress was years old. It was clean, but you know, these kind of things settle in, and it's very quiet when it does that. But I was absorbing a lot of things in my larger muscles. And I was a trainer at the time, so I was very active. But you know, I didn't really, again, link the food and the other intake, especially with the environment. So all these things kind of came to a pass. And so I get on the bandwagon of I'm going to go and educate myself. So I went back to school. And in that process, I was learning more about detoxing. So I started doing my own detoxing. I did a mold and mildew detox. And 30 days later, I had none of these leg cramps that I had for years. And it's just knowing what to do. And then at the same time, we went back and found one doctor after another. And eventually my son got diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis, which is fairly aggressive form of arthritis that settles in on a lot of men or young men. And by the time he was 18, his sacral joint was fused and he was limited on his movements. And they told him if he didn't take like Enbrel or Humira along with methotrexate and all these other medications, that he would be in a wheelchair by the time he's 25, and that he could lose his sight by the time he's 30 because it would just travel up his spine. And I was terrorized. I mean, it was literally that threat of this happening to my child. And at the same time, I'm looking, well, look what I've done with these natural things. So I just kept going with the naturopathy education, holistic herbology. And eventually I just looked at him. I said, "Hey, if you trust me, let's do this naturally and get off these medications," because he did go on the Enbrel, and eventually his colon took a hit. He had it. They said he had the colon of an 80-year-old by the time he was 23. So we took the route they suggested, and it did help him in his mobility. I'm not going to say it didn't, but it came with a price. And I just started looking at the history of when I had gut issues, I would take something like a Prevacid or something like that. And I had other things I had to deal with because I took that medication. And I'm like, there's always a price you have to pay. And I got tired of really trusting that because the price wasn't worth it. half the time. So I end up finishing my education. I end up working with my son. We did a lot of oxygen therapy. We changed his diet completely, anti-inflammatory diet, drinking a lot of water. We just changed everything. He went from where he was on all these medications and these heavy duty ones to not taking anything. And at age 26, he had like an 8-pack of abs and he was doing parkour. And this kid was told if he wasn't on those medications, he'd be in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. It just made me angry. Honestly, I thought how many falsehoods are out there that people, and how much fear mongering there is. And you get all of the medical people out there, the Western medicine people, telling you bad things about vitamin D or don't do this over here and saying all the negative things they can think of and misleading people along the way. Well, in my personal experience, everything we did was natural and it literally changed the course of both of our lives. So I no longer have digestive issues. I did a lot of detoxing. I drank a lot of water. I chose my diet differently. I don't do it perfectly. But now my son he's pretty healthy dude. He's 31 years old and there are no issues with that. He's not on any of that medication.
Yeah.
So I have not taken a medication since I was a trainer and had taken the Prevacid was the last thing I took. And that's been like 20 years ago.
Wow. That is quite the story. So thanks for sharing all that. And yeah, that's amazing. It's amazing how you guys were able to go the natural route and heal from something that not only was an acute issue, but it was leading into something chronic that the doctor said, this will be your life. And you were like, no, I'm not going to accept that. I'm not going to come into agreement with that because no, God says I'm healed and whole, and this is what I'm going to do. And I love that. So let's take, where should I go with this part? Right. There's so much there, but let's start with, as a nurse, I know a lot happens at the cellular level because our cells run our bodies and we have 37 trillion of them in our bodies. And if you want to get to the root of what's happening, you want to get to the root of your gut issues, you want to get to the root of your son's issues, anything that's going on in our body, we have to look at the cell. So let's talk about cellular health and just share with us whatever you want regarding that and your knowledge on cells.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great question because you're right. Everything's going to start there. Everything that is in our body is made up of cells and it's how we treat them if we are providing the right nutrition and support so that they are strong cells because they're going to replicate and either they're going to replicate into a default, like they're going to default into a bad cell or they're going to replicate and as a healthy cell. So I do what's called Reams testing pretty much on everybody I work with outside of little infants. I don't see the benefit in doing that with them, but Reams testing is urine and saliva analysis. And what it can tell you is a lot about your cell health because it's helping us understand mineral absorption where we might see deficiencies in certain things. And this is different than blood work. So I have a lot of people come in and say, hey, let me show you my blood work. I'm like, I'll look at it. To me, there's a lot of falsehoods in the parameters that have been designed to say what's good and bad. And they change.
Exactly.
So you can't really count on that. What I would say is I can see where your pH can drive your pH in your urine and saliva can drive your ability to absorb certain minerals. So when it comes to cell health, one, the cells have to get certain nutrients in the cell in order to thrive and to do their job. Oxygen is one of those things. Every cell in the body needs oxygen. So our sugars or our total carbs determine what kind of oxygen uptake we're going to have to the cell. So that's something that's in this Reams test. The other piece that's in this is sodium or all kinds of salts. There's so many different kinds of sodium and salts. We need sodium. It's fundamental, but we in our excess in the diets that we have, especially in our Western culture, it's riddled with all kinds of sodium. way too much than what the body can handle. So it puts these minerals into our diet that are so out, either they're way, way high and there's too much voltage going through our system, because minerals produce a frequency and a voltage, and that's very damaging because it's producing heat at the same time, which helps, which basically breaks down your cell structure. Now, there's a special relationship between potassium and sodium. So we know these are both necessary, but there's a ratio in those that actually allows the cell wall to be either strong or weak. So outside of the cell wall, outside of a cell, all the cells are floating around in what's called extracellular fluid. But in that fluid, there's a high concentration of sodium. Inside each cell, there's a higher concentration of potassium. So you have a cell wall, and I explain this to all my clients, you have a cell wall. If you're like, think of yourself inside of a balloon and you're with all this potassium, and you have a certain amount of energy and frequency, and that you have a certain amount of force you can press on the outside of that, or you're inside the balloon and you're pressing out. Outside of the balloon, there's a high concentration of sodium that's pressing in. If it's pressing with the right ratio, it's a solid wall. But if sodium's higher, which it often is, it has more force and power than what the potassium on the inside of the cell has. So we're often deficient in potassium, too high in sodium, and that caves in our cell wall because the pressure from the potassium is way higher. So it literally affects the structure of the cell. Mm-hmm. So when you have a compromised cell structure, it will cave in a little bit, and then it closes all those little openings that allow nutrients to come in and out. And when that closes up, how can the cell survive? It mm-hmm. will either die prematurely, or it's going to duplicate as a bad, broken cell. Mm-hmm. So I kind of back off from that and tell my clients, hey, listen, we're going to work on your potassium intake, and we're going to work on your sodium intake, and we're going to drink a lot of water, because we want to flush out these excess minerals that the body is not handling very well right now. So that in and of itself changes a lot. Just tweaking those numbers and drinking certain kinds of water in a certain volume can change the structure of your cells. And then it's also allowing those nutrients, and we couple that with the oxygen I talked about, you just have a stronger cell. And, and if a cell is strong, it can do the job it was born to do.
Yeah. So what about when your cells are already sick and you already have a lot of bad cells? By mm-hmm. making these small changes, are you also going to heal those bad cells?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one thing needs to happen, a lot of these bad cells, that you need to detox, honestly, because they usually become so problematic in the body, can create a lot of toxicity in the body. So detoxing is a piece of this. But yes, the body can heal, even yeah. down to the cellular level. I'm a firm believer in that. So given the right nutrients, what we're going to do is we can try to help that cell before it actually dies, kind of replenish and get stronger. So let's say you're supplying your body with more potassium, you're reducing the amount of sodium intake by not having convenience foods and preserved foods, by not adding salt to every little thing, right? Then that cell can start to gain more strength. And before it goes through the duplication process, through mitosis, it will then have a chance to regain that strength and structure, and it's a little healthier, and then it can go through that and be a healthier replicated cell. So yeah, I do believe it's possible, but you know what? It's timing too. I mean, like, it could take a lot longer for certain people, depending on how far down that path they've gone, for how long they've done it. And that may be very overwhelming for people, because they'll feel like I can't do an overhaul of all these nutritional things, and it can be very demoralizing to people. But I like to, let's just start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Let's start with water you're taking in, because sometimes that can help flush out some of the bad cells too. Hydrating your cells, that's a big deal.
Yeah. If they're dehydrated, they're also not doing their job. So, okay. So there we go. We like simple solutions around here. So simply, we need to address water. Now, I've heard a lot, and I know a lot when it comes to water, but share with our listeners, are you just talking, I'm getting water right from my fridge or from my sink, and I am just filling up how many ounces and I'm drinking that throughout the day? Or is there more detail to it?
I think there's more detail. I'm a little bit of a water snob. Because from the tap, let's say, there's just a lot. It's not been filtered out. And you could have a decent filter. But here's the deal. If you already have an excess amount of minerals in your body that you can't even deal with and that are already creating problems, you don't want to drink a water that's going to be laden with minerals, even good ones. So I don't look at water as my way of getting my minerals. I look at food as my way of getting my minerals. I often refer to distilled water, which Western medicine will tell you, no, you can't do that. That's where all the minerals. Well, I'm going to go with my food for my minerals. Thank you. So the one thing that distilled water can do that no other water can do is it can leach excess minerals from the body and help dispose of them. Just like you use distilled water to clean a coffee pot when there's a sediment buildup, mineral buildup around the coffee pot, right? Because distilled water can do that. Well, it can do that in our bodies too. So if we're not already using good minerals or we're not already utilizing them, they can build up in our body. They can create stones and debris in our body and become toxic. So we've got to get rid of them. And so in order to do that, they've got to be leached off of like the walls of our digestive tract, our kidney tract, so that they don't become problematic later. And distilled water is the only one that can do that. Now, do I recommend distilled water to everybody? Absolutely not. But certain people, I absolutely do. Probably more people than not, to be honest with you, because most people have an issue with excess minerals. And you'd think they would have an overage. It's not so much, they're not active though. They're just a problem because they're not utilized. And they can really hurt the liver as a result.
Yeah. Okay. So real quick, mineral water though, and getting minerals is okay and necessary when you're not consuming food for nutrients, correct? So like if you're fasting, because like fasting is a way to heal.
For sure. Like if you're trying, like when I do my fast, I do add minerals to my water.
Okay.
But that's a very purposeful act. It wouldn't be something I would maintain. Because if I am eating, I am seeking out a good balanced diet that's going to be have a great nutritional profile of minerals and vitamins in it, where I won't be depending on my water for that. But when you're fasting and water is the only thing you're consuming, you do need some minerals.
Okay.
Otherwise, hydrate and your cells will be parched.
Okay. So if you did drink mineral water, because I know there's several that are very popular. And they're just thinking it's water, so I'm just going to drink this cool thing. It tastes good. But if you're doing that, consuming that while you are also eating a very nutrient-rich diet, then your minerals will go too high.
It could.
Is that correct?
So it's different. Let's say they're eating a ton of protein, meat protein. And let's say it's not a really good organic farm protein, and or maybe the volume of the protein coming in is not it's too much for someone to break down. You can only digest and only metabolize so much at one time. So whatever you can't digest or metabolize, either because it's not good quality and not easy to break down, or there's too much of it in one sitting for the body to break down, it will break down into 59 kinds of sodium in the body. So even having a consumption of too much certain kinds of protein, or you're adding too much salt because you love the flavoring, you can already drive up yours so high that then you go and take Element as like a nutritional supplement in your water. You're not already using the things that you have. So you would compound the problem by adding that in.
Yeah.
So I would say, you got to really start looking at your diet to go, okay, I want to start seeing if maybe I'm already got too much going on. And if someone is lower and they are more conscious about the types of things coming in their diet, they may be too low on their minerals, and something like Element or adding some sodium to your water or doing the alkalizing drops to your water. Okay. That might be a huge benefit to that person. Yeah. But I found probably 80% of the people I see have too many minerals.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was interesting. And hopefully helpful for others. Okay, let's go to the gut. Because we know it's our second brain and there's so much there and you have a history with that. So let's talk about your gut and what we can do holistically to care for our gut with our food, maybe supplements, maybe not, just what can we do? And also, we are all stressed out moms. And we know we know that stress, a lot of it lives in our gut too. So let's talk about all of that.
I think that's great. So yeah, 85% of our immune system is right there in our gut. So it's an inflammation of what's going on. So that's where our systemic inflammation comes from, is the gut. So again, that Reams test I do look at the gut quite a bit because of the pH. When someone's pH isn't perfect, and let's say in a perfect world for urine and saliva, it's a 6.4 pH. So every fluid in the body has an ideal pH. Urine and saliva, which has a lot to do with digestion and elimination, it's about the speed at which energy is going through the body, the food, the energy from your food. How fast or slow is that going through the body in order for it to get broken down and utilized in the cells? So I, when I run pH tests for that, basically, if some, the very first thing that happens on pH is, even as a baby, we go double alkaline, which immediately creates inflammation in the body, starting with the gut. Now, do we recognize that we're having too much alkalinity as you know, our children or ourselves? Probably not. We're not really taught about it too much. So then if it's not addressed, the next kind of degradation to the cell process or cell life is then one of those numbers, the urine number, will go and become acidic. And then we take the inflammation we already have and it gets amplified. So it's even worse. And that really will start to create more gut issues, even in a child. Certainly an adult will start to notice it because they're more conscious about it. And that also ends up promoting more toxicity. And when that's not addressed, those numbers flip-flop. The pH becomes really alkaline for this urine and acidic for the saliva. And then you have circulatory issues. So it's just this progression of, if it doesn't get at least addressed and some kind of intervention happened during that time to reverse these pH, then inflammation is just going to be a thing that keeps compounding. And what happens is we don't know it all this time. It's been going on for years. So now we're adults and we're thinking, oh, it's because we're getting older. No, you've just been doing it longer. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's broken things down. It's had more time to break things down because it's never gotten addressed. So it's really, I like to look at gut issues as, first of all, you probably need some kind of detox because we're constantly bombarded with toxins in our environment. It's, you're almost, unless you're living in the mountains and clean air and you have a great clean source of foods, you're probably going to have a decent amount of toxins in your body. And being able to detox from that is part of the one component of healing. But the other component is just kind of correcting some of these things with your pH. And you can do that with food. There's alkalizing producing foods and there's acidic producing foods, finding the right balance and helping to and using foods to counteract some of that. But it's a journey I went on myself because of my gut issues. And I'm on the other side of that. I could eat a half of a sliced apple in a small chopped salad without any dressing and I would be sick 10 minutes later. I loved eating. And I'm talking, you know, I wasn't getting sick here, you know, it was like a really bad relationship with food. And I'm like, and I was a trainer at the time. So I was eating healthy foods, but if you're already, which I knew when I was younger, I had digestive issues. If you're already having that, but you've never detoxed, you've never cleaned out some of the junk. And then you're compounding the problem with things that you now you don't know how to make things balanced because you don't know you're too acidic over here or more alkaline over here. So that testing to me is a big piece of how I can help someone with their gut issues. And so it's detoxing, plenty of water, and then using certain foods to help balance out the alkaline and acidic nature of the gut.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds doable. I mean, it sounds like obviously our gut is huge, but it sounds like, okay, I can do that. I can't, but okay. But detoxing, that word, I know there's things, actually, I went on a little gut detox last week. There's things that we can take and do, but mm-hmm. then there's also those environmental toxins. So yes. Can you give us just like maybe a few very simple things that we can get to get the toxins out of us?
Yeah. So herbal remedies, and there's some holistic vendors I have who have already created these amazing little combinations of herbs to help detox very specific things like metals from yeah. your body, metals. And that's a big one. Plastics, environmental chemical detoxes, and they're just little herbal tinctures. Those to me, Zorex is a great company for that. I use them as one of my vendors. I end up doing a lot of like colon detoxing because so much can get just built up in the colon and it affects, you know, how you're eliminating things. And when I talk about alkalizing and acidic producing foods, when you're too alkaline, which sounds awesome, let's get more alkaline. Well, if you're already alkaline and you're working on getting more alkaline, everything's going to slow down and you're going to likely be constipated. And that's not going to do anything good for you either. If you're acidic and you start alkalizing your diet, that will help you, but only to a certain point. You don't want to pass up your goal, right? You want to be balanced. That's the whole point. So a lot of people get on the alkalizing bandwagon, and that's good for some people. But if you're already generally alkaline, it can be pretty bad for you. Mm-hmm. Whereas an acidic number is going to speed things up. Where if someone's super acidic, they're most likely going to have diarrhea because everything's just moving through the system too fast. It's not even going to have time to get broken down and absorbed in the body. So why that alkaline and acidic thing is such an important piece of trying to balance out everything so you can literally absorb the food that you need. But yeah, I think that's a big piece. Zorex is a great resource for addressing directly very specific detoxing. But I do think once you find some balance, your body's naturally going to be able to detox some things out. I would say it's protecting the cells from, I guess, toxins is also important. Selenium is a big protector of the cell. And iodine is a big protector. Potassium iodine is a big protector of the cell too. So having certain things like that in your little medical tool chest, I think is important. You don't need much of those things. They're trace minerals, but the very little that you need, there's a big punch. I mean, it can be making or breaking someone's thyroid. There's a lot of things to consider. You don't want to overdo it. It's all about balance again, but those are very integral pieces of protecting yourselves.
Yeah.
And so zinc is.
Okay. Zinc. Okay. So I heard a few things. So detoxing plastics, detoxing metals, there's a lot of metal buildup in our cells. And so, you know, that obviously is per person. There's going to be someone who has more lead than someone else, but that would be, and then so detoxing plastic use, and like radiation, cellular use, like are these
iodine great for that?
Okay.
Yeah. And let me also say, everyone's going to have some kind of exposure to heavy metals. If you hear about the chemtrails and things where these, you know, planes are always leaving these trails, but what people don't realize there's actually metals just floating around from those chemtrails on the whole environment day after day after day. Any one chemical trail is not going to be the end all be all, but it's the fact that it happens daily over time, just like mm-hmm. fluoride or water over time, just created toxicity. Like it was just too much for our systems. It's very subtle killers, but like I do ionic foot detoxes that help us see what kind of things are coming out, and heavy metals crazy how many heavy metals I see in people. I stopped using aluminum foil when I first did my original detox 20 some years ago. I realized I stored food in aluminum foil. I cooked with aluminum foil on the grill. I haven't touched it. I haven't touched it since I saw how many heavy metals were coming out of my body.
Okay. I will say I just heard of this recently because I was just, when you read a recipe and it tells you cover with aluminum foil and put it in the oven. Okay. So what's the substitute? What do you do instead?
I mean, like there's things if it's something that needs covered, I will literally get, like I do a lot in my Dutch oven.
Okay.
Or I simply won't, I might even take parchment paper and put it over there. I will, or I'll take a glass lid over a section of whatever I'm trying. I don't feel that's more of a texture thing that, or is trying to get the heat and the convention. Like that's why a Dutch oven is good. That's ceramic. And so you're at least avoiding that. But I have found I haven't had to do that in 20 years. I think if you just did away with it, you'd never.
Yeah. There's things that we just are used to doing that we don't realize are having a toxin buildup. And then we get to this age and we start to see these illnesses come up or health conditions. And we're like, well, what's that from? We don't realize, like you said, it's little things over time as you do it over and over and over. And so just doing it once isn't going to cause this big thing, but we have just been so just like I said, we're used to it. It's just what we grew up learning. It's just what our parents grew up learning. It's been passed down, these little things, that toxins that are all in us and through us and through our bodies and our homes and our world.
I will say, I'd like to add to that is some things that you can do. Let's say you go to a restaurant and you take a doggy bag home and they have it in styrofoam. Not good. When you get home, just transfer out of there, put it in more of like a glass covered container or ceramic or something else, because the longer it's going to be, the longer it is in a container or wrapped in something, the longer it has to absorb those chemicals out of it or those metals. Plastic. So transfer it into something that you wouldn't mind storing, like glass or ceramic or something like that is more ideal. And then I would say, like, I end up converting a lot of things, but I did it over time. So it's just not going to be perfect. Right. I tell people, never do any of this perfectly, but how about pick a couple things here and there that you can just start to conquer over time and then add in something else later. I did that with like my beauty regimen. I just stopped using a lot of stuff because of my skin issues, but also because I'm just tired of absorbing junk. There's metals in beauty products. They're laden with metals. So I just started doing, like, my toner is rose water, witch hazel, and aloe. Boom. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's cheap, easy to make. That's all I do is my toner. I clean off my makeup with coconut oil, you know, you can start replacing little things along the way. Because if you think about it, any little thing that you do differently for the better is just one. It's just less of the buildup that it's going to have and the less power it's going to have. And then eventually you just change it. I changed out my detergent. I started making my own detergent. I'm like, oh, this is great. Because now when I wash my clothes, I know I'm not getting the chemicals in there. Found my problem.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. There's just those little changes over time. So yes, I will have a link for you all that has a coupon code attached. If you want a good, clean living company that has so many household, what you put in on your body and in your home. And I've made those changes over time and it's brought me some peace. I still have other ways to go as far as in the kitchen. And that seems a little overwhelming sometimes because you're just trying to get the good food and you're trying to prep the food and make the food. And there's so much to do. And there's so many meals that we eat during a day, our kids eat. But it's just like, take the one thing. So I can very easily say, okay, yep, aluminum foil. I don't need that. And then the Tupperware, like what you're putting, storing your food in, glass, like just start to make the little changes, look for sales, for the glass containers and start making those little changes. And before you know it, you'll have a more clean home.
Right.
Okay. That is all very helpful. Okay. Let's get into emotions, because we talk a lot about emotional wellness here, mental wellness, emotional wellness, spiritual wellness. And I know ourselves are affected by our emotions as well. And it gets down, we talk about it going down to the root. So share with us how our cells are affected by our emotions as well, and our guts, and how that's connected.
So there's what's called the longest nerve in the body, is called the vagus nerve. And it connects pretty much every major system in the body at some way or another, like the sexual organs, the gut, the heart, and the brain. Mm-hmm. And so that connection can often get interrupted by toxins in the body or in your environment. And when you talk about emotions, they carry their own frequency too. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to preface this by saying I'm very careful about using certain words that could be more new agey sounding, because I am not a new age kind of person at all. As a matter of fact, I'm very spiritually, I try to protect myself from a lot of that, but there are some fundamental facts. Everything has a frequency. It just does.
Yeah.
And so emotions have a frequency. And I'm going to use an example. Some people may have already seen this before, but IKEA did this experiment on these two plants, same plant from the same, they were cuts from the same plant, put in the same exact kind of pot, same color, same pot, same soil, everything's the same. They were both put on a pedestal, both facing the same window, have the same exposure. Everything's the same except one thing. One of them had a sign posted that said, "Tell me I'm beautiful. Tell me I'm going to grow up and I'm going to flourish. I'm going to make people happy. You smile when you see me, da, 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 da," right? The other one had a sign that posted saying, "Tell me I'm ugly. I'm never going to grow up. You hope I die. That'll amount to nothing." And guess what happened? The one flourished and the other one died.
Yeah.
That in an organic plant, you can imagine the same kind of thing happening to people. Something in that frequency of words, of emotions, did something chemically to that plant. Mm. So the same thing happens to us. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got to be mindful about how we surround ourselves, what kind of environment we're allowing our children or ourselves to be exposed to, the movies that are watched, the music that's listened to, the things that are seen, the things that are heard, have an actual physical impact on yourselves because of the frequency. So the vagus nerve is one of those where it does have there's a lot of impact on that and of certain organs. The liver holds anger and resentment. Okay. Mm-hmm. So detoxing a liver out or changing how we handle negative things coming in our life can help support the liver's health too. But the vagus nerve is something where it can get some blocks in the messages being sent on the vagus nerve. So you can do certain exercises, like take your earlobe and kind of run your fingers like this, kind of pull and tug real gently on your earlobe. And that kind of opens up the vagus nerve, because there's a lot around this area that connect directly into that. But even tapping, you can do this for lymph flow, but you can do this also and then tap right here.
I'll explain for the listeners. Just rubbing your hands along your neck, along your lymph nodes, where your chin and down your neck, and even in the back of your neck, running your hands along there. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would also say that there's just, you know, you've probably heard of tapping, but it's just an activation kind of movement where you just use your, like maybe the three middle fingers and just lightly do these taps chest or along kind of where your throat real gently, and then around the ears, and even tapping like back behind the ears where you can feel the bone structure right behind the ear, just kind of tapping in that area to help activate the vagus nerve. Because what you don't want is a dormant vagus nerve messaging, right? Because then it's not going to activate all the ways we should respond mentally, physically, in our emotions, in our heart, in our gut. So I do think that's it's an important piece. I've often give people, my clients, who I feel like that would be helpful tool for them. I mean, these are little exercises you have the power to do in like a minute or two of your time in a day that have great impact for you. And I'll give them a little instruction sheet on what to do.
Okay, we've got to end the episode there because we go on to further our conversation and Dr. Lorena presents us with an amazing holistic health challenge that you're not going to want to miss. So you got to come back next episode where she presents that to us and then I dive deeper into what that's going to look like for our village of holistic moms. So I pray this blessed you today. Come back Friday for the next part of this conversation. Hey, Wellness Warrior, I pray that blessed you. And if so, it would bless me big if you would write a 5-star review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not only would this make me super happy, but it will allow for others to find this show too. Also, I love to chat over on Instagram, so make sure to take a screenshot, share to your Instagram stories, and tag me at the Shan Wright so I can see it and we can keep chatting and bring other moms to chat with us. Until we get to chat again, mama friend, may the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace.